Welcome back to the One Night Only, episode 23 of The Vagabond Dilemma. Today, we talk about a funny man with an even funnier name. Henry still keeps censoring me, and I still like Italians. Enjoy.
Hello, okay.
I'm sorry, I tried to hold it in. go, Henry. We go.
Is this now in the episode?
Yes.
Okay, fuck it. Well, I thought I was supposed to do the intro, but... Okay, next episode I'll cough to compensate, huh?
I'll post on my Instagram that this is the episode where I just died at the beginning. Everybody can listen to me dying.
Well, anyway, hello everybody. Welcome to The Vagabond Dilemma. I'm doing the intro right now already, but it's fine. A show where we talk about explorers, discuss their life a little bit. Just a little bit.
Just un pochino, as they say in Italian.
And the circumstances around them. Hey, maybe we even throw in a little quiz, huh?
Oh, whoa. How about a little rock?
Sheesh. Well, I'm not gonna spoil too much. Hey!
But I'd like to also say this is a very special episode because for the first time whilst recording in like, what, over 20 episodes now, we actually see each other.
Yes, we're doing... Well, let me finish the intro, actually, and then we do little improv bits about how they... disappeared. Okay, thanks. That's the format. Okay. For the first time, we're video calling, I guess.
We should do this more often. Your face is beautiful, Henry. Have I told you this?
Cool it, buddy. Okay.
Wait, what do you mean?
You look handsome today, but...
Thank you. Me, drunken, out of my mind, wearing
right.
Basically some grandma's cardigan. Hell yeah, brother. I would take me any day.
In a beer or two, we're gonna have you take those clothes off, huh?
I'm always down for fun.
Alright. Anyway, yeah, I mean, let's see. Because the one thing I am scared of is that there might be a little internet disconnection in the worst
case. Oh,
I assume no. There won't be.
It's not like we have recorded an episode twice over once because of this.
Okay.
Henry,
okay,
I'm just saying
but...
we're not scared of this. Internet... What does it have on us, huh? What does it have on society? Why do we need internet, huh? I think internet is getting too much of a praise, honestly.
Yeah. Then how about we stop doing our podcast with the internet, right? Let's go in a room.
We go out and we scream from each other's houses. Henry, you do the intro! And then somewhere around there's somebody like, hey, everybody, it's the Vagabond Dilemma.
Alright, like you would hear that as well.
It's like, no, I mean, I have a voice that carries, you know?
Oh, right, of course.
Yeah. Okay. I have the story once about voice that carries. I once was privy to listening in on somebody's sexual intercourse. And their voice carried to the extent that me and Akilah kind of could have guessed what position they were in.
Right. And then you screamed at them, hey, oi, I can hear you.
At some
you,
point,
yeah.
We were thinking of maybe making noises to, like, you see who can outdo each other. But then we're like, ah, you know they're having fun, whatever.
Right. Right.
We're not going to ruin that evening.
It is pretty nice of you guys to just, like, not be weird about it.
Okay,
right,
listen, we were watching shitty Korean drama, shitting on just the stupid idiots, right, on the drama series, and then we
right,
just...
classic.
I'm not gonna replicate the sounds, because I don't know if I have the capabilities to do that, but then we started hearing this, well, octaves upon octaves of things, and and then we were like, you know what, I'm just gonna go play HOTS, and you're gonna go watch League, both with our headsets on, and it's fine.
I mean, sure. Why not, right? And did it work?
Yeah. We actually had quite, I would say, noise-filled apartment complex, because above us there was a girl who used to sing in the morning hours, usually. But that wasn't a problem, because she had... like a voice of a goddess. Every time, I'm not making this up, every time she started singing, me and Akilah would just shut up, turn everything off, and just listen. Because she, I swear to God, she must have been a choir or something, or at least she should have been, because her voice was, mwah. Then there was a banshee next door, that bitch. Every time Connor or Rylan, who were living at the time at the only wall that we shared with that apartment, right, that where the banshee lived, every time they made noise, she was always at our door banging, like, oh my god, you guys make so much noise, I'm gonna, you know, blah, 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 blah. And then she screams at her kids all day long. It's like, hello, Mrs.?
Well, I guess that's the trouble with sound, what's it called? Sound traveling through walls.
Yeah, truly. Anyways, any news we want?
Any news?
What have you been up to for those who don't know, we've been having the past week has been a carnival break.
Right. Well, I don't think I mentioned this before, but I did now get my official grade for my bachelor, so I'm done. Yay!
Sound the trumpets!
Yeah, okay. Nice to see how the sausage is made now on video here. Anyway, so that's nice. And other than that, I've mostly been just still hanging out, giving myself a bit of a vacation, but also sorting out small things like cleaning out my computer.
You got a new one, right?
Yes, but I still haven't done anything with it yet. It's mainly I was just backing up all my files from university. Stuff like that, you know.
Oh yeah, steal the data. Don't let them back. Get some kind of leverage in.
Huh?
Steal the data from university. They'll do anything to get it back. Get back your money's worth, brother. You paid them, they now pay you.
Right. You could argue that my money's worth is my degree, but maybe you're right. Yeah, maybe I should blackmail them. Sure. All right, what about you, King? How's it been?
Well, for the first time in the 4 years I've been here, I actually went to Carnival, to actually party in Carnival.
Right.
And for those who don't know, Carnival is basically the Dutch equivalent of a full week of, I would say, specific type of country. No, après-ski, if you know what I'm talking. That's the closest.
Yes, that's correct.
And if you don't know what après-ski is, then Google it. It's.
Then go outside, loser. I'm sorry, but...
You know what? Après-ski, I think, is very, it describes well countries like Netherlands, Germany, or Austria, for that matter. But, for example, in Eastern Europe, I don't know any, like, I don't think we have music of that type, per se. Like, we know of it, but I don't think it's very, it's not that popular.
Yeah. I mean, to put it simply, it's basically, like, getting drunk and partying to shitty music.
Yes. Full week long. My week started as... When did officially Carnival start? Was it Friday last?
I think on Friday, yeah.
Yeah, because I saw... When I was cycling to uni still, because your brother's got shit to do. I was cycling into uni and I see... Oh yeah, on Carnival you're supposed to dress up, right? But as in like... there's no specific team. Dress up as anyone you want. People go ham. Honestly, props to them. Some costumes I saw, Jesus freaking Christ. I also saw Jesus freaking Christ, by the way. But I saw on that Friday morning, I saw four guys all in tuxedos, top hats, carrying a made-up coffin. I would not be surprised if there was a fifth dude in the coffin. Then I, of course, saw that there's always the Luigi and Mario duo, always. I think a guy I knew went as Popeye. So it's all that. Also, Duolingo-based. The other day, they made me translate a sentence which said, Mario and Luigi are brothers and plumbers. And I was like, even Duolingo is on the joke.
Yeah, well, yeah, I mean, personally, I'm not a big fan of Carnival because it's a lot of effort to go to a shitty party. I'd rather just go to a normal party.
I just dressed up as a whore.
Enjoy.
And I finally, people didn't judge me, so I was like, hell yeah.
Right. Just another day at the races for you.
Oh,
right?
Yes. Well, okay, officially I wasn't a whore, I was a boy toy for somebody else.
Right.
Yeah, as that is better.
Yeah, I mean, alright, whatever makes you cope with your decision, right?
Pure copium right here. Well, anyways, shall we get into the episode? Woo-hoo-hoo!
Yeah, okay, so today, so after last week, you know, after Romulus.
Romulus!
I was having a look through the list of explorers that we can still do, just because we are running lower and lower by the episode. Makes sense.
I would say this, and I want this to go on the podcast, right? Because there's a lot of people who keep asking me, so how long will you end up doing this and whatnot? First of all, as if we have any idea.
Right.
Second of all, we have a list, yes. That's because when we were still high on the productivity and we were like, we do everything we can for this podcast. Doesn't like, there has to be episode descriptions in the file. There has to be the things on the list. The list we made was like, how old is it by now? 3 months more.
I mean, we started it in September, so
yeah,
5 months.
So that list, of course, ran out. But every time now, we just Google more stuff and we just add it to the list. And me, personally, Googling, I keep finding new and new people. Like, I don't think we're that low on them.
No, but on our initial list, we're running lower. So it's, maybe in the future, I'll have to start putting effort. I don't want to do this anymore.
Brother, remember the gun that's pointed in your head right now.
Okay, anyway. Not to get too far off track. So anyway, I was looking through the list and I found a nice little ancient explorer as well. Or not? I don't know if you call this ancient. No, not really,
I
right?
Love ancient.
No, is it? I think it is ancient.
It's Jesus Christ.
It's Eudoxus. I did not. Sorry. To preface, I did not look up how you like pronounce this. So get shit on Greeks, I guess, if it's wrong. Eudoxus of Cyzicus.
Oh,
right?
That rings a bell, actually. As in, like, I think I've seen, whilst looking up my own stuff, I've seen on there.
That's very likely, yeah. they were born in, ready, guess? Sorry, actually, I don't know when they were born, but this is their approximate era.
Approximate era? Well, let me guess. It probably was when ancient Greeks were still around, right?
I actually don't know when ancient Greeks were around.
Then, okay. Oh, this, I love this, that you do the work. Is it after or before?
Epic censorship. Okay, listen, I'm gonna shut down, I'm gonna censor this again just to keep the bit going, but you better fucking cool it, because I don't want, like, it's more effort to do that, okay? Fuck.
Can I just say that this bit that Henry keeps censoring, please somebody DM me, I will tell you exactly what I'm saying all this time when Henry keeps censoring me, but he started doing that, and I quote, because of his mom who now listens to our podcast.
That's not true.
That's so true, that's so true.
I think it's just, this one just makes me cringe like for real, and I don't want to have it in my episode.
Somebody please ask me what I'm saying, I'll be more than happy to tell you. But
all
is
right.
it before
anyway.
Or after?
It's before our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ, was born. That's true.
Okay, 100 years before.
Alright, congratulations. You basically got it, yeah. It's 130 BC.
Hell yeah!
I really stretched that intro. So, okay, just to start off with the era real quick, because I like to get that out of the way, because I don't know a lot about this time. So the era that Eudoxus sailed in was around 100 BC.
Mm-hmm.
Exploration-wise, I don't think there was a lot. Like, there wasn't a lot of, like, world exploration being done.
It's just
a
random mofo
more
who got lost. And
well,
they documented him.
I mean, if that's what you think, you might like the story I'm talking about later.
Oh, okay.
Anyway, there was, like, not a lot of world exploration, let's say. It was more like local empires,
mm-hmm.
to put it,
yeah.
like, right? Such as a cute little empire known as the Roman Empire.
Oh, those fucks.
Which, at this point, was expanding, but still not huge. So they were, like, Spain, modern Spain, France, Italy, Balkans, and Greece, basically, is where they were at that
mm-hmm,
point.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
Not in its entirety, but just, like, the general idea. Right? Okay. So, Eudoxus of Cyzicus was a navigator / explorer / sailor. And he did a couple of journeys, but because it was so long ago, like, the details are a bit sparse and contested at times, but, you know,
Of course.
We'll keep it safe.
It's probably the case that, you know, they find a scroll, they open it, and it's only half a scroll because it's eaten by termites or something. And they're like, well, logically thinking, he ended up there, right? Because this is where we started going. This is the trajectory.
Yeah, I think what I read is that, like, the reports were made by someone that was going along on the journey. Either way, like, I also saw in the articles that I read that, like, history students think the claims are, like, reasonable and could be correct. But it's hard to tell because it was so long ago.
So basically, you know? This Boitor was along the way and then just made use of the time and just wrote things down.
Right. I mean, what else are you going to do in a ship, right?
Well,
God knows we don't navigate.
Sure.
Okay. Anyway, just to get going again. So, Eudoxus sailed for King Ptolemy the Sixth.
Ptolemy?
Which, Ptolemy. It's P-T-O-L-E-M-Y.
I know Ptolemy. This name, I think. It's because I pronounce this way because I think in Latvian it's pronounced somewhere similarly. How do I know this? Because I definitely don't know this from history.
He was king of the Ptolemaic dynasty in Egypt, which was a Greek kingdom based in Egypt, which existed between the years of 300 and until 30 BC, right?
I think his name is, for whatever reason, this is such a weird nudge of knowledge, but I think his name is one of those names where people associate it with some kind of witchcraft.
Really now?
Yes, because I'm pretty sure there is a book I've read, like fantasy books when I was big on fantasy as a teenager, and there's this franchise, and I think the third book of that franchise is called Ptolemy's Gates or something like that, and it's to do with demon summoning. That is the story.
Interesting. Yeah, I've never heard this name before, so.
Well, all we know, we might have been Lucifer himself. Hey!
Hey! Ho! Jeez!
Oh.
Well, hey!
I don't think this insanity has to go on podcast. People, okay, I cannot stress enough how much Henry does these type of sounds on a daily basis.
It's only when I call with you, basically.
That's also true.
All right. Anyway, so he explored the Arabian Sea under the command of the king. But then, one day, what happens? Oh my god. Somebody got shipwrecked. Well, sucks, right? So they get brought to the king. And he's like,
well, I can help you navigate to India if you want.
And the king says, okay, Eudoxus, you go along. Let's fucking go to India.
Wait. They want to do this by a sea route?
By a sea route, yeah.
Quite the journey
because
they have ahead of them.
This was not really done yet, and like basically people didn't go outside of the Arabian ports at the Red Sea, so it was kind of a first thingy, you know? Mm-hmm. So they went and they actually succeeded.
Oh,
there you go,
okay.
Crazy. So he was one of the first people to have sailed what's called the monsoon wind system in the Indian Ocean. And as far as I understand it, this is like a weather pattern of wind, which blows one way half a year, and then, like at the swap of the seasons, I guess, blows the other way. Right?
Huh.
So this let them navigate to and from India, like, well, by making use of the wind efficiently, basically. So,
well, would you look at that?
I think that it was also, from what I read, it was not really known yet in the Arab world or whatever. So this was basically like the discovery of it, let's say, for like,
it's actually,
I guess,
pretty
Western
cool
people.
At that time, so, that's actually super smart.
Yeah, so there you go. So they made it back. Was good journey. So he brought stuff back from India, right? A lot of stuff, because why not? Hey, if you've been visiting, you might as well bring some souvenirs, huh?
So he brought his second boy toy.
No. Anyway, so he brought stuff, they were happy, and 2 years later he went for the same journey again, but this time alone, or at least without like the initial guy that was guiding them, right? The guy that they brought back to India. Are you following me still?
Yes, yes, yes.
Okay, because now with the camera, I feel like I'm looking at you and you have, like, no clue what's going
on. No, I'm following. I'm just looking at your face, but it's on a different monitor, so I'm just expecting your story.
Ah, okay. Okay, anyway, so he went for it again to bring it back. Good stuff again, probably. And this is where a little snafu happened, but not the ultimate snafu, yet, mind you, yeah. So... On his second voyage, the winds forced him south of the Horn of Africa. And for people that don't know where this is where modern-day Somalia lies. It's like just, it's the Horn of East Africa, basically. Yeah. So, he got blown south and he drifted further along the east coast of Africa, where he eventually found a shipwreck. And apparently by talking to locals and other identifying factors... He was able to identify this ship as originating, I guess.
Oh. I was like, what, huh?
As originating from a kingdom which was located at Cadiz in southern Spain.
Hmm.
Right? And this gave him the idea, huh?
Let's plunder it.
Maybe it's possible to circumnavigate Africa. Right? Because Spain was west of Egypt.
Yeah.
But the boat's on the east side of Africa. How did that happen?
Boo-hoo! What is this?
So yeah, that was basically, right, he thought, well, what if? And then before we go to our, well, final destination, let's interrupt with my favorite segment... Rudy's Rocks.
Hey!
That's right.
What's the intro jingle? What was the intro jingle?
I forgot, but I might edit it in.
Sample it.
Welcome to Rudy's Rocks. And just as a side note here, as the cheeky editor, yeah, I couldn't be bothered to find the old one because it was in the middle of a file of the previous recording, and that's a lot of searching for a lot of bullshit, so... You're going to just have to do with the Rudy's Rocks jingle that I just made up and is now going to be the permanent one since I actually separated it from the file. All right, enough editing talk. Bye.
I think that's the... But you put over whatever that I just did, you put the original one.
Okay, sure. If okay, fine. Whatever. Okay, it's fine. I'll do it just because I'm the editor now. Okay. Anyway. I try to keep it on topic for this segment, and I promise I will make it more rock-based in the future. But today I felt inspired, Rudy.
All right.
And I chose a wave for you to describe.
A wave?
Of a wave.
Quite
so
the
I
rocky
will send
wave,
this
maybe?
Wave. No, it's just a wave.
Fuck.
I will send this picture of a wave to Rudy. He will describe it.
I'm ready.
To, like, you, the podcast audience. And after that, we will both give it a name. And just for some little extra explanation, waves, like, aren't constant, obviously, and they, like, move. So this name is only for this specific picture of this wave, okay?
Mm-hmm.
So, like, no need to think about it too deep. And also, if you want this picture of the wave, please send us a message. and we will send it to you as well.
Of course.
Okay, Rudy, I'm
for
sending
reference,
you the wave
nobody
right now.
Ever in my Instagram DMs asked me for a rock pic, but...
Well, I
Ooh,
do get
look
the
at
DMs.
Him! Look at the wave!
I have gotten DMs for our previous two segments of this, so...
Good.
All right, this
so,
is it.
So, the
this
wave,
is our wave. Rudy?
I'm supposed to describe, right? It's yes. Not the wave how you would think, because I think when I say wave, people think of the waves that are, you know, the smooth, overbearing ones that people surf on, which is when a wave crashes and then it makes this, like, very smooth curve. This is not that type
yeah.
of wave. This one looks rowdy. I don't have anything for reference for
it's
the size,
wild.
But this one's wilding. As in, like, I think it's just about to cusp over, or there's something underneath the water that it's cusping upon, but the wave is like, it's basically water perpendicular at some point. Yeah. And at the far end, I see it's already curling.
I think it's, yeah, it's in the process of curling, like along the wave.
Yes.
Or along, I don't know how you would call it.
There doesn't seem to be that much foam. And I must say, I don't know if that's edited, but if it's not, it's a quite a pretty sky behind it.
Yeah, I don't know how edited this picture is. I just took something that looked like mostly unique, you know, because
yes.
like
the
you
sky
said,
box,
most waves look pretty similar.
Skybox looks like a peach, is the best I can describe it.
That's a good description.
Yes, and the sea, the color of the wave is not a deep blue, it's more like turquoise. Azzurro, as they say in Italian.
Right, thank you for that.
I'm gonna flex all the Italian knowledge I got from the 95 days in Duolingo.
Right, happy for you. Keep it going, King.
This seems like quite a small wave. You know what? I will call him Twinkie, because he reminds me of a twink. Listen, okay. This is a picture, and I shit you know, this is a picture what a twink from LA would put as their profile pic on Instagram back in 2005 or whenever Insta just came out. This is that. Pinterest, twink vibes, this, LA. Go, this is it. I'm telling you.
Really?
Brother, it's this, smoothies or iced coffee, palms, okay. Beaches, very, very, how would you say, swimwear that shows off everything or nothing that you have,
sheesh.
And this. So we call him Twinkie.
Okay. Alright, I'll respect it, because you have such a good motivation behind it.
Not that I have anything against twinks. That's very important to get out there.
Right. Okay. What I see here is, like you said, it's a rowdy little boy. But what I see is, like, okay, I'll just say the name and then I'll explain why. My name for it is the cauliflower, alright?
The cauliflower.
Now, bear with me.
Okay. I will bear.
Because it reminds me of a cauliflower in the way that it has, like, the top, which is, like, kind of, like, patterned, right? And a bit, like, what's it called? Rough, I guess?
Okay.
And then it, like, goes down back into a stem that's smooth. That's what it reminds me of. And I see that you don't agree.
I'm not agreeing. I'm trying to see the same thing you are seeing. I'm trying, alright? This is me putting in effort.
Right. That's not what effort looks like to me, but it's fine.
Oh, now we're gonna judge what effort looks like, huh?
Yeah.
Yeah, this is where we're at, huh?
This is where we're at, yeah.
How much effort you put into cleaning your room? I see that behind you, brother. I see that. That's how effort looks like, huh?
Yeah, I haven't cleaned this part of my room yet, fucker.
Idiot.
I can't believe it. I'm being put on public blast. You know what? I'm going to censor this out and do a stupid impression of you saying sorry. Okay, no, I won't do that. That's a bit too much.
You should do that at one point. maybe I should have called him, like, Giacomo.
I feel like your actual answer was a lot more motivated than just saying Giacomo.
It sounds like piccolo, which is small in Italian.
Then why would you not just call him piccolo?
Because that just means small. Nah, Twinkie's better.
Okay. Anyway, thank you. That was Rudy's Rocks Wave Edition.
That's... Fucking Rudy's Rocks Wave Edition.
Let's get back to our good friend Eudoxus.
His name is like, bro, you say it and every 5 seconds after I completely forget it.
Okay, anyway.
Dog these nuts in your mouth!
Okay. he got the idea, what if Africa can be circumnavigated, right? And so he went to Cadiz, where the original boat was from that was shipwrecked, right? Mm-hmm. And he set off to circumnavigate down the west coast of Africa.
Oh, Africa.
But the weather and the wind was bad. Bah. So he was forced to return to Egypt. So, mission one? L. Then he was like, okay, I'm not giving up, though. I feel like this is a passion. and we keep it going here. So he came back, went back, right, back to Cuddy's, hop, back on the boat, la 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 la. Where'd he go?
Oh.
He was never heard of again.
Oh!
And there is very little info other than he sailed down the west coast of Africa and was never heard of.
Didn't we have somebody
again.
Else who sailed that way and never was found again? Wasn't that also the same with the Vivaldi brothers? Wasn't that also west coast of Africa? What's happening in west coast of Africa?
Was it?
I think it was
maybe
west coast of Africa.
Well, Rudy, you tell me what's happening in the west coast of Africa.
Well, I will actually tell you what's happening in the west coast of Africa.
Yeah, please do.
I'm upset. Hey! I know exactly what happens.
Right.
Listen. As you've already said, the winds might not be in the favor. You think you can rope them in to do the job? Well, they might have thought so with the Indian monsoon whatever you said thing, right? Because they thought, oh, we figured out this. Easy money. Well, Wynn had other plans. Our old buddy Wynn was like, you think you can tame me? One of the four basic elements of Earth. I gave you life. I am here for you to live. Without me, what do you have? So he was like, you know what? You arrogant fucks, let's get a ride, right? Let's go on a fucking ride. So when they were going along the west coast of Africa, the wind was like, oh, you want to see Venezuela? Let's fucking go, mariachi, let's play. Then after that, you want to see Canada? Woohoo, let's go. 3 days max, we're going to be there. Then after that, straight across Greenland into the Arctic Ocean. After that, ooh, was that Russia? No, it isn't. It's fucking Japan already, because the wind is wilding, right? After wind, we go to Philippines. And Philippines, they're like, would be nice if we're going on this trip. Might see Australia, but the guys, like, the wind is like, you know what? Fuck it. You're not gonna, because this is supposed to be you suffering. You're not gonna see Australia. So they go on to the freaking Easter Islands, and after that, to Mexico. And after that,
right.
Well, it's kind of they already did.
Right. They just died, like, in the initial storm on the way to Venezuela.
But you see, the wind has no concept. The wind has no concept of people dying or not. Wind is just wind. So he keeps pushing that boat across the ocean till this day, it is said, right? And it's kind of a plague, the unknown plague of the sea. Every sea person, every fisherman is like, there's this ghost story, you know? I know we kid sometimes, honey, but this is serious.
I'm sorry.
Listen, there are ghost stories that talk about Davy Jones. Talk about the Kraken,
right.
When it comes to see the coat, about talk about the Megalodon. But those are stories that only the kids are scared of. Now, the vagabonding winged boat, that shit, listen, they say scariest plague out there. You see it on the horizon, it's already too late. It's already too late. That's how fast it goes. You see it on the horizon, next thing, straight to your boat. You fucking dead, man. On the water right there. You can't get back. That shit's scary.
It's like a hurricane of itself.
Exactly. It's the ultimate god's weapon. Wind's weapon, I must say, because wind is the god of the sea. Not the water. No. It's the wind that pushes the waves. Never let forget.
I feel like we created a new religion just now.
Listen, it goes at a speed that even a wooden boat made before Christ still holds up and still goes through free. You think Titanic, it was iceberg? No, it wasn't, man. No, it wasn't. It was the wind boat, I'm telling you.
Now we're devolving into conspiracy theory. That's why they never saw it coming. It was like, I don't see any iceberg,
exactly.
And suddenly, boom!
Exactly.
What happened?
Imagine that shit going in a fog.
I can't see it.
You know,
whales are
washed offshore, and they have these like very strange marks, and people are like, oh, there's a monster in the sea. It's the fucking boat. The whale comes up, wants to just take a breath of fresh air. Shing! In half.
This boat must be very sharp as well.
Well, it's a galley or a quadra, whatever it's called. Quadra meme, no.
Yeah, and it got sharp. It was a galley, actually, by
the way.
There
you go! Those things can, they look sharp if they go at the right speed, right? So.
Right. They are pointy.
Exactly.
That's for sure.
So, this is a lesson that all fishermen know. You never fuck with the wind. The wind is your friend. At max.
Okay. What's the...
And I'm telling you, these people talking about renewable energy, wind turbines and whatnot, we keep this up, next thing we know, we have that kind of boat, but a propeller going throughout the fucking Mediterranean.
Okay.
That, brother in Christ, this is a serious issue that I think the world should know about.
This took so many turns.
Exactly, the same as the wind boat does.
Oh my god.
Or, you know, actually, it might have happened that, you know, they sailed to India, right?
Right.
What if he was like, we seem to be, well, the Greeks were philosophers, right?
Right.
And I must say, when you read the actual history, not the stuff that we now know and still, you know, do as Greeks did, like they invented democracy and whatnot, or laid the foundation of it. There are a lot of stuff that Greeks also, like 70% of Greeks, let's say, experimented with or came up with, never, for good reason, survived the time, right? There were a lot of questionable stuff they tried, too. What I'm trying to get at is they probably were very open to do anything kind of people. So when this dude goes to India, because he at some point went to India, right? The trade route. What if he just decided to take a pet elephant back, huh?
That's going to be pretty tough to hide when you get back.
No, he
right?
No, it's Greece. You don't have to hide. That's not the point here.
Technically, it's Egypt, but...
Exactly, Egypt. So anyways, even Egypt. He takes the elephant, is my point, right? He takes the elephant, somehow gets him back to Egypt. The elephant... Oh! He took un elefante piccolo. He took a, you know, small elephant, right? The elephant, of course, grew in Egypt, but they grew really close. So the guy was like, well, I must take you on my journeys, because back then, if you go on a journey, it's kind of like a basically a decade deal, isn't it? Nobody knows where you're going to end up. I mean, you hope you know where you're going to end up, but we'll see. So he takes the elephant on a journey, and he only got to the west part of Africa because the boat started sinking, because the elephant is not piccolo anymore. It's molto grande, so the boat at that point sank, because he's like, starts sailing out the port, right? He's like, Jesus, it's kind of, you know, the boys have to put in their backs for the rowing this time, but it must be the wind, I guess. The boys being like all the men just fucking hauling ass and be like, what the fuck is this shit? I'm getting paid for this. Oars breaking.
Well, getting paid. I don't know, they were more likely to be slaves at that point, right?
Well, that was some slavery, I must imagine an elephant in one boat, and then you have to oar that. And I must say this, what's his name?
Eudoxus?
Eudoxus probably was a man who liked to please himself with food too. So it's two elephants on a boat, and then on the west part of Africa, the boat kind of just took too much water and then just went down.
Right.
There's nothing wrong with liking food. There's only so many things you can like that can be constant throughout your whole life. One of them could be food, and honestly, people who enjoy that, I am happy that you find happiness in it, because I can't. I've tried, I like good food. God, I fucking hate cooking. This is a side note. Jesus Christ, I had to cook now today for myself, because I was like, I've been eating basically trash for the past week. I've let myself go, right? So I cooked myself macaroni and meat, right?
Oh, me too, actually, today.
There we go. It's one of the easiest things to pull off, right? And I'm staying there for like 10 minutes, right? Looking at the stove, and I'm like, some people do this for a living, and they enjoy it. Is it me?
I mean,
I think
cooking is fun.
It's fun maybe with friends when I get to hold the knife, but...
No, I mean, I like cooking, but I'm just a picky eater, and also I'm not good
efficient,
so it
takes
a long
time. But then I was kind of tortured, and now I'm only not. The only thing that stayed from that picky is I still dislike most veggies, as in, like, I'll eat them, but it's not my first choice. But you can kill me. And even my corpse won't let you stuff a tomato in my mouth. Tomatoes, I fucking hate them.
Yeah. That would be a weird funeral anyway, so I think that's
You know how vampires
correct.
Back in the day, if people thought that you're a vampire, they killed you and they stuffed a wooden piece in your mouth so the fangs don't grow or you can't, like... There was a whole ceremony. Now, if when Rudy dies, you're gonna stuff a tomato in my mouth.
All right, well, Rudy, I also have a idea. You know, the exploration is always exciting, right? You love exploring, you know, finding a new place. It's like, look at all these rain goods.
Oh, Jesus. Oh, my God, Henry. Oh, my fucking God.
Yes?
Is that true?
What?
Oh, my God. You now spoke in the accent, which is definitely not the accent, but whatever, it made me think of Western accent. And then I started thinking of Kentucky Fried Chicken. Is Kentucky Fried Chicken what KFC stands for?
Yes.
Shut the door.
That's just the name. Okay, he left. He's leaving. I don't know. This is a weird revelation, as that's literally just the name of the franchise, but he's having a great time with it.
I literally thought that KFC is one thing and the Kentucky Fried Chicken, because I know that being said in a specific way from a vine, Kentucky Fried Chicken, I thought it's just a thing that somebody said. I never put the two pieces.
Stupid little.
I never put the two together. Oh my fucking God.
What do you mean? It's literally on the signs. I'm like 90% sure it's
okay,
just Kentucky
listen,
Fried Chicken.
Okay, listen, I hate
on the
KFC.
Signs.
Only once in my life, when I was like 8 or whatever, I ate there and I hated it, and I've never, since this day, never again went to KFC. So of course I would not know.
KFC does kind of suck. Yeah, that's true.
I think it
but
maybe sucks
still.
Here more than it sucks in America, because everybody goes so ham in America. It can't be that bad, right, as it is here.
No, but in America, it's like juice the fuck up, probably.
The fuck up like these biceps and triceps and my ass!
Yeah. Okay, so, like I was saying, right? We love exploring, we love new trade goods, right? You're hanging out, and then what happens is you're just thinking of all the trade you're going to do in the future, and suddenly one day this Greek guy comes into your port. He's like, oh, hi, I found a ship from your kingdom. Uh-oh, are you circumnavigating Africa? Can I try as well? And then, I mean, you can't say no, because it's like, it's a free world, right? And, you know, back then they were very, like, equal, like, about equality, and they were so nice, and surely there were no slaves at that point. No, sir. Anyway, so they're like, shit, he's gonna circumnavigate Africa, but we want the goods. So what do we do? Huh? For the first time, right, he came back after a failed journey because of weather. And at that point, the Spanish, or I don't really know who was living there, but whoever was living there at that point, they had a plan to assassinate his ass. So after the bad weather, he comes back. He's like, I'm going to try again. And they're like, yeah. Yeah, you try again, buddy. Yeah.
We also will try again. Because they also didn't assassinate him because of the weather.
He sails down the west coast of Africa. They come by and ram his ass.
He
sinks into the ocean.
If he's Greek, he might have liked that.
Right. And then they come back to Spain after sinking Eudoxus. They're like, yeah, we were just out having fun. I don't know what happened. To who? Eudoxus who? And at that point, it was like, well, we're ancient, so we can't, like, go looking. And that was the end of the story.
I like to imagine that the first time they also, like, you know, tried to assassinate him, but because of the weather, let's assume it was, again, like, wind, right? There's a dude standing on the coast of West Africa just waiting the boat to pass. One arrow, one, like, bow, right? Aims it, shoots it, and then the arrow just, because of the wind, shoots a random person somewhere off the coast. He's like, fuck! Only took one arrow with me. Of course, it had to be this day that the wind just starts cursing the wind. And then the fucking Eudoxus, like, on a boat, sees the guy on the cliff. He's like, what that guy doing here? And he just sees this guy being like, fucking hell, mate! Jesus Christ! What a day must have been, huh? My last good arrow, and I fucking wasted on some random. No. And it's then that famous vine. Hey you! What's your name? Eudoxus. Fuck you, Eudoxus!
Boru, did you also have another idea, perchance?
Yes.
Well,
it happened in the ancient times, right? Nobody with those dates, it's happened so long ago, nobody knows exactly when it happens, right? What if that's when the continents started moving?
So, in the story, because it was hard to record, the continents were not in the shape they are today, is what your is the preface to this then, right?
Yes.
Okay.
Back then, when west coast of Africa was almost joined with Russia.
Okay, this is a very experimental world.
Eudoxus was actually how he traveled through that. It was one continent, right? And then he sailed till that point, and then with some technology, which was probably logs and like tree trunks under the boat, there was like a small stretch of land, right, where they just kind of rolled the boat over and then kept sailing around Africa. What happened here is, because everyone knows this, this has been in that, what's that educational program called that everybody loves as a child? Oh, Ice Age, right?
Right, educational.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah. You know, they say it's made by Natural History Museum's Marx. So you know, who's that cretin who kills everybody at the end? Scrat.
What?
Scrat, the squirrel, that every time he does anything with that stupid acorn, then something goes to shit, right? So this time Scrat tried to put the acorn through that in that co-joint place, and then the continents cracked and our poor Eudoxus just fell into a crevasse.
Right. It just opened under him and then it was like, well, that's it. And then he fell down.
Eudoxus
right?
is actually the ferryman of the Greek mythology. The guy who ferries you across the Sea of the Damned to the land of, what is it, Hades?
I guess, yeah. Across the river Styx, or is that something else?
I think, no, Styx might have been Romans, maybe Greeks, I don't remember. Well, it's kind of racist, don't you think? Because with that analogy, that must mean that Greeks thought that India is hell.
Huh? Wait, what?
Because if Eudoxus is a ferryman, right? And he ferries you to hell. But he was a merchant going to India.
So he's like, yeah, this looks like the appropriate shithole to leave you guys. Alright, bye.
And he brought back an elephant and people just called in the Cerberus because they only seen dogs. They never saw an elephant. And they were like, well, if you really squint your eyes, really turn on your imagination, looks like a big dog with three heads.
Right. You do have to have a lot of imagination for that, yeah.
Maybe it was, you know, elephants have their good and bad days. God knows I look like a big, bad elephant on a bad day, so...
Well, I think also my last theory is that the random shipwrecked, right?
Yeah.
It was not random, it was a little curse put upon him.
Ooh, I like this.
So it was like a ghost that they picked up, and basically by bringing him back to India, he was cursed to be enticed to go on a voyage that would become his ultimate demise.
Ghost from India would be a djinn, I think.
A djinn.
Your wishes?
Well, he didn't have any tonic, and that really got to him. Hey!
You know what? They never say this, but djinns without tonics? You know, it's like... It's basically like me without my arrogance. It doesn't bode well for anyone, really.
Right. Nobody wants it.
Exactly. I'm just gonna go. The door's right here. I'ma pop off.
It's fine. But you have your arrogance, so it's fine.
I do get my arrogance and fragrance and all the grants.
All right. Well, Rudy, should we get to the resolution then?
Please do. I am honestly dying to know.
Okay. I don't know what this bit is.
I died.
Oh. Well, rest in peace. I wanted to ask you if you wanted to give one guess as to what happened.
I can. I've been dead before. It's fine. You can ask me questions.
Okay. Well, one quick guess. The most realistic way, what could have happened?
America.
The answer is there is no resolution. He just gone. He left. Yeah. He headed out and he never came back. There's no. Yeah. I mean, I checked multiple articles, but it's just like they didn't
fucking
even
moron.
Think
makes
of
me
saying
guess a
what
question's
happened.
Answer that has no answer.
But anyway, he was like basically considered a pretty great ancient pioneer, and
You know,
like, there was also, like, more ship traffic between, like, the Roman Empire and India.
Henry?
Because of this voyage.
I'm starting after doing this podcast, I'm starting to see a pattern. Great pioneers. Great sea route pioneers, right? Great, what's the call, people that fly? Aviators.
Aviators.
Aviators. All those titles only after the people who get lost or never turn. I think there's a scheme here, buddy. Ever heard of a great explorer still alive?
Well, not anymore, because, like, we're in the, like, 21st century, but there's plenty of explorers that live.
Nah, bullshit.
Christopher Columbus, for example.
I didn't know that he lived. Did you meet him?
Holy shit, checkmate.
Exactly. Ah, Columbus, listen. If you didn't die, then nowadays you're cancelled already, because Columbus is cancelled, right? So,
right. There you go. So, just a final note, the circumnavigation was not reattempted, like, or not recorded to have been reattempted until around the 15th century by our friends Portugal and Spain.
Oh, those rascals, those hot-blooded, big-bosom-having rascals.
Right. Classic Spanish, yeah. Big bosom.
Yeah. Honestly, so my final note for this episode, though. You have two choices.
Okay.
If you want to be a great explorer, you're going to get the great part if you disappear mysteriously. Otherwise, there's only cancel. Twitter is going
to
get
it. It is true that you're more likely to be, like, famous if you just die. But then you don't reap the benefits, so it's like
none of them
reaped. Excuse me, sir.
Reap the benefits while they were still alive. No.
None of them.
Well, they never. I mean, okay. Let's say, you know, Columbus. Was he famous as Columbus when he was still alive?
I don't know.
I don't think he was. I mean, people probably knew of him, but.
He probably had money.
What a whore. Anyways.
Alright. Anyway. Yeah, that was it. Thank you for listening, question mark, right?
Anything you have to go on already? I have a very warm thank you for listening. I send my warm thank you for listening to your very cold ears on these winter nights, and I think you need the warmth, especially if you're a lonely Italian boy somewhere in your own house.
Yeah, okay. This one's for all the lonely Italian boys, I guess.
I can keep you warm, just give me a call.
Just keep far away, everybody. Watch out for this weirdo.
Why are you always so negative in my dreams and aspirations, Henry?
I'm not negative. You're just being, I just feel worried for these Italian boys, for lack of a better term, that you're approaching.
Well, aren't I a boy?
That doesn't really make a difference to me.
Listen. Okay. A lonely
Italian man. You're
just
coming out a little bit strong. That doesn't change it.
Listen,
you're still
coming on
very
strong.
Listen, I'm
sick of playing with toys. I want to play with boys. What's the...
Okay. Now we really shut it down. Okay? Thank you for listening, everybody. If you want to send in a message to us, please mail at thevagabonddilemma@gmail.com. So that's just the title of the show, @gmail.com. We really do read the messages, but there's not a time. If you want to give a bit more personal input, you can find Rudy at...
on Instagram at 000, R-U-D-Y-S, 000, so that's 3 zeros, Rudy's 3 zeros, I'll be waiting!
Okay, goodbye everybody.
Ciao!